And it is the Celtic Festival once again here in Carbondale at the 4th Street Plaza. And so just like last year, we have the Rocky Mountain Scots here in studio, ready to play some bagpipes and serenade us before beginning their parade at 4:50 from the radio station down to the 4th Street Plaza. So for anyone listening that wants to accompany the Clan Donachie Society of the Rocky Mountains to the 4th Street Plaza, they're leaving here at 4:50. So we'll start out with a song.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of soul, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and breeze, island and seas, mountains of rain and sun. All that was good, all that was fair, all that was me is gone. Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of soul, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky.
As far as I know, that was the second time we've had bagpipes in the studio, and the last time was also you guys. It's the beginning of a beautiful tradition here at KD&K. Welcome back, Rocky Mountain Scots, and thank you for playing here in KD&K. We're joined also by Fran Page, who is the director of Aspen Dance Connection and responsible for bringing the Rocky Mountain Scots back to the Valley for this Celtic Festival. How are you, Fran?
I'm doing well. We just did two shows in the schools this in the morning and the afternoon, and so we got to have kids in Basalt and Carbondale experience this and not only listen but get up and dance themselves.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that makes it a lot of fun.
So we have a few people in the studio now. There's more outside congregating around the tables. Not only is there traditional music, but also dancing.
Yes, we've got Colorado West Celtic dancers here, and they really know their stuff, and they have quite a variety of styles of dance that they do. So it's been really fun. And we've got, of course, Angel's beautiful singing. So it's been a real treat all the way around.
And what are the looks on the kids' faces when they see all this bagpipe music and the dancing?
I don't know, some of them covered their ears pretty quickly.
Well, I found that they were clapping right along, yes, right away too, and they stayed with it. And that pleased me a lot. And even though it seemed like chaos at times with all the kids, but they all of a sudden there was this order that came out of it. It was really fun. So
it was really fun.
Yeah.
And I think the kids loved it.
Yeah. And I want to make sure to thank our sponsors, Alpine Bank, Timberline Bank, Holy Cross Energy Roundup Foundation, and the town of Carbondale. So we couldn't do it without all of them.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Fran, for making this happen. Once again, for people who are just tuning in, this group, the Rocky Mountain Scots, will lead a procession from the radio station here on 2nd Street in Carbondale down to the 4th Street Plaza to kick off the Celtic Festival tonight. And then that also leads into Oktoberfest tomorrow, also at the 4th Street Plaza. So Leonard, as sort of the ringleader for this band, could you talk a little bit about what brought you personally to playing the bagpipe and leading a group like this?
Well, I'm a McLeod, and so it's kind of in my blood to begin with. And my instructor, Hugh Thackaberry, he played at a performance down in Grand Junction. And the first time I heard him, I'm like, I've got to learn to play that. My family hadn't kept up the culture, and I didn't even know the pipes at the time. And as soon as I heard it, it made my blood boil, and I wanted to learn it. And he taught me how to play them, and I've got the honor since then to get to lead the Rocky Mountain Scots, and it's been a learning experience for all of us and a great time. And right now we work out of Grand Junction. We're a nonprofit group. We do a lot of volunteering for veterans, and that through the Elks Lodge in Grand Junction.
And what are the dynamics to playing a bagpipe? It looks a little bit like a recorder, one piece of it. What do you use to squeeze the air?
Well, technically, we're
blowing up. He's full of hot air.
Right, full of hot air, definitely. But we have three reeds that are considered an organ reed, basically. And then we have an oboe reed, like an oboe-style reed that we play in the chanter. And that's the part that kind of looks like a recorder, only a lot louder. Mm-hmm. And we have to balance everything in sound. And then when you add a whole bunch of pipers, you're balancing all the pipers' reeds to everybody else's reeds. And it can be challenging sometimes. It takes a lot more effort than it looks.
How many pipers are in the group?
We have 9. 10 pipers, but we don't necessarily have them all in the room at the same time.
Right. Okay. And what were these instruments traditionally made of?
Sheep stomachs.
Yeah.
At least in Scotland, and cow stomachs,
yeah,
right?
Yep. Yeah. Cow stomachs, sheep stomachs, and that was what made the bag. And then they originally had only one drone to start off with, and then they've just progressed over the years. They've added more drones to balance out sound, to make them louder, and then over the time, they became an instrument of war in Scotland.
And bagpipes aren't just endemic to Scotland.
No.
They're Pakistan. They're all over the place. Pretty much a lot
Spanish
of cultures.
Spanish gaitas. Yeah. And there's a lot of different cultures that have a bagpipe-style instrument.
Wow. But we're the best.
So. Scots do it the best.
Yeah.
You're required to say that, right?
It is, absolutely.
Unless you're Irish dancing, and then Irish is the best.
Sarah, why don't you talk a little bit about your Irish dancing?
Well, my name's Sarah Reed. I'm with Colorado West Celtic Dancers, and I just wanted to say I'm very grateful to be able to be here. So thank you to Aspen Dance Connection and Fran Page. The type of dancing that we do is mostly traditional steps. We have two different types of shoes. We have a hard shoe, and we also have a soft shoe. We also dance some Scottish dances. So it's really a lot of fun, and our school is out of Grand Junction.
And so do these groups often work together to do?
The dancers, they dance with us every single week. We work out dances and work together, and we're really glad to have the girls on board. They do a great job. They make us guys look good. So that's what that's a really good thing. They help us out a lot. We're glad to have them on board.
Well, thank you, Leonard.
And what do you have in store for us today at the 4th Street Plaza?
We're going to be playing an hour long, between 5 and 6 or thereabouts, and we're just going to be playing all kinds of different music, both Scottish and Irish music. We're going to have dances, both Scottish and Irish dances, lots of different styles. Like she said, they do soft shoe and hard shoe performances. We also have some singers. We have the Long family, along with Angel, who will be singing some traditional tunes and playing along with the pipes as well.
And the Bonnie Knees contest, too.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun.
The Bonnie Knees contest is a lot of fun.
You could win some real money if you have some good-looking knees.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a kilt. That's the requirement. You got to wear the kilt,
though. And for those who don't know, Bonnie in Scotland means beautiful or good-looking.
Okay.
So Bonnie Knees, you know, it's not bony, but Bonnie Knees means you have beautiful knees.
Beautiful knees. I've seen it also called the best legs in a kilt contest.
Yeah.
But I like the
Bonnie Knees. That sounds like an English term. Almost.
It does sound very English.
The best legs in a kilt contest.
Well, let's just go around the circle and have you each introduce yourselves as well.
Well, I'm Leonard McLeod. I'm the pipe major for the Rocky Mountain Scots.
And I'm Connor Wilson, and I'm a bagpiper in the bagpipe band.
Cool. Sarah Reed, and I'm also a member with Rocky Mountain Scots and Colorado West Celtic Dancers as the Irish dance school.
And I'm Angel Martin. I'm a vocalist as well as a tenor drummer in the Rocky Mountain Scots.
And we heard from Fran as well.
Yes. You already heard from me, so.
Well, Fran, and we really appreciate Fran bringing us up here.
Absolutely.
She introduced us to us last year, and it has been a great accompaniment. We like coming up and playing for the children. Then getting to end it with a big shebang of a party. It's been great. We really appreciate her.
Thank you. Actually, it's, you know, the town of Carbondale Rec Center is one that has been organizing the Celtic Festival, 18 years now, I think. And they asked me to find dancers. And when I said, oh, we had bagpipes, and all of a sudden there's 6 of them, not just a couple of bagpipes. So, and I always, like, my mission is to reach every child. So to be able to take them into the schools as well as have the public performance, yeah, it takes full advantage of their talents. So
I think it's wonderful to be able to allow that kind of culture into the schools and spread that.
It certainly is a treat. And for everybody who's on Main Street right now, it's about 4:50, so I think this procession is about to get going. There might be a minute or two to scramble down to the radio station here on 2nd Street. And if you miss him now, then you can catch him at the 4th Street Plaza. I think the festivities go on until maybe 9 or maybe a little bit later. Thank you guys once again for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.